Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
BT and Sal back on the Fan. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Finish up with your calls in just a little bit. Right now, Dave Portnoy, founder and owner of Barstool Sports, of course, El Presidente. He is on the line with us, of course, to promote the One Bite Pizza Fest, featuring 35 of the world's greatest pizzerias, such as Locale's, Sally's, a pizza. I know that's Hoff's favorite. DeFara, which is my personal favorite. Frank Pepe, Prince Street, so many more. Tommy John and Built are just two of the sponsors that bring it to you. Dave, BT and Sal on the Fan, thanks for taking the time to join us today.
Thank you.
Do you have a particular favorite spot in mind in New York? Forget Long Island, New York in the city, a best pizza spot?
I'm a John's a Bleecker guy for the most part in downtown Manhattan. That's my go-to.
All right. I mean, I don't know if I've... Yeah, I think I've been there before.
Is that... Carton's order from there a lot, right?
I'm not sure about... Yeah, we did have that here. Yeah.
He did.
DeFaro's my
favorite. Are you guys New York guys or what?
Yeah, Brooklyn. Come on. I mean, well, from Long Island.
I don't know. The way you answered that question, it was like I said, a foreign pizza place.
No. I mean, it's just a...
It's a legendary spot.
Yeah, I've been to so many, and I think I've been there so many. I forget the names of the place. Little Vincent's on Long Island, I love, but I know you
already, Sal. I'm wondering about this pizza etiquette. I mean, El Prez is coming in hot, dude.
Yeah, no.
Little Vincent's overrated. No disrespect.
Yeah, no, I know. I've heard you say that before. It's a little disappointing. How about your Pats this year, Dave? It's going to be a rough year.
Let me take all these rings out of my ears to see if I hear what you guys are talking about. Listen, they gave me enough success over the last couple decades. We're going to have a down year once in a while. Yeah, I'm an observer this year.
You know what, though, Dave? That's going to get old here, and it's not going to get old yet here, but it's happened with the Yankees. Oh, 96, 98, 99, 2000, 2009. All of a sudden,
That's a different century you were just talking about.
Well, no, but 2009 is this century. What I'm saying is you can lean on, you can tell yourself that, I got all these rings in my ears, I'm good. You guys are going to be so bad for so long that's going to evaporate quicker than you think.
Well, we'll see how Drake May is. He's not even a starter. I mean, it's all as good as your quarterback, so we'll see how it goes. I agree. Like, we have what? Honestly, a 20-year window of losing before you start thinking that way?
I don't think that long. That's my point.
Oh, no. Yes. What? 20 years minimum.
Really?
Are you over, Dave, the idea of Belichick no longer being the coach? It's got to be a tough transition. I know you went through the Brady stuff, but what are your thoughts on Belichick?
You know, if Belichick asked me to kill somebody, I probably would kill him for him. I love the guy. It is a tough transition. They were so bad. They were so bad the last couple of years. So maybe a switch had to be made. Personally, I would rather he's still coaching. I would rather he's still our coach. But it is what it is. They were awful. And there were some weird decisions being made. I know, Patricia being an offensive coordinator, that was strange. There are just odd things happening. So maybe it was time for a switch.
It'll be one thing, Dave. We're talking with Dave Portnoy, founder and owner of Barstool Sports. Of course, the One Bite Pizza Fest featuring 35 of the world's greatest pizzerias and apparently John from Bleecker Street, which I got to get more familiar with. It's going to be a great thing. Yeah, last year, I know there was some rain, but you guys still had a massive turnout, so we're looking forward to it this year. There's a couple of sessions, the afternoon and evening session, so check that out. OneBitePizzaFest.com. Dave, what really is going to be fun? Like, the Jets are going to spank the Pats, and it's really not going to be fun because nobody expects anything from the Pats this year. But when the Knicks take the Celtics down, that is where it's going to be a lot of fun. Your seats are going down this year, Presidente.
Is this what we do on New York Sports Talk Radio?
Yep.
We brag about the Jets and we say the Knicks are coming for the Celtics. I mean, you guys, I actually was at an event and I saw your big man. The guy was hurt from Kentucky. He was the big man.
You talking about Julius Randle?
Yeah, Julius Randle. It's a poker charity event in the Hamptons.
Okay.
And I got introduced to him, and he's like, oh, we're playing you guys opening day. Are you going to heckle us? It's like, I don't even know you guys exist. like heckle you. You gotta get on my radar screen first. You think we care about the Knicks? Give me a break.
You know what I want to ask you? So I'm just jumping gears a little bit here, but I don't know how much time we have. I've seen, you know, you post some of these big winnings. Now we all know you gamble enough, you're gonna win, you're gonna lose more. What is the worst, whether it's a monetary number that you're comfortable divulging, and maybe you divulge it, I didn't see it. What's the worst loss or the toughest beat that you've ever had? I know you crush a lot. You know, a million here, 1.5 there. Worst loss ever. What is it?
I know I bet and lost 500. Let me be frank. I never win gambling. This is the first year I'm up ever, and it's just because I hit a bunch of futures. I went to Michigan, so I went to Michigan, Alabama,
yeah,
the Rose Bowl, and I'm like, you know, I'm going to make the biggest bet of my life. They won that game, and then I just kept kind of pushing with futures. But I'm never up. I've never been up at the end of the year. This year, I'm up because of the futures. I've had a million zillion crushing bets. I don't even know how to pick, but I've had a million bad beats. I mean, college guys, you know, committing fouls with no time left, scores that change after the game's over. I've been betting my whole life pretty much,
yeah,
so I've suffered them all.
Is there a big bet you have going into this 2024 NFL season?
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
I don't have the two teams that I like for futures are the Bengals and the Texans, which are both kind of trendy picks. I did a parlay with the Phillies and the Texans to the Phillies to win the World Series and the Texans to win. I have the Phillies to win $200,000 to win like $1.2 million. And my biggest bet right now is the Indiana Fever. I'm a WNBA fanatic. I put $100,000 on them at All-Star break to win $100 million. I mean, $10 million, excuse me. 100 to win 10.
Jeez.
They were 100 to 1. They're now 18 to 1.
Yeah. She had another triple-double, too.
It came down to 18 to 1. You had it at 100 to 1?
Yeah, at All-Star break, like weeks ago.
Now, could you cash that out? Or you're not gonna
yeah,
cash it?
Yeah, I could have cashed out on DraftKings and made $200,000, but no, I'm letting I think they can win the whole thing. Oh. I'm upset. I wake up. I look at WNBA. I go to bed. I look at WNBA. I'm in with the trolls fighting the troll. I'm so in on the WNBA. It's crazy.
So wait, so you don't just check the scores to see if you won. You actually sit down, you watch a game 4 quarters? No way you do. You're not doing that, are you?
I watch every second of Caitlin Clark. I'll go watch Angel Reese play just to root against her.
Yeah, you know, I know you guys.
Angel Reese. I mean, come on. He's why not? She's the double-double machine.
So yeah, she'd be so.
Yeah, she gets a lot. Garza Lester, she's a very good player. But Caitlin Clark, she's transcendent. I've never seen a woman play basketball like her.
Yeah, I mean, look, you should be more focused on, or you will be more focused on the Knicks taking down the Celtics once the NBA season starts
up. Think about the disrespect.
Is that like a serious thing?
Yeah, it is. Jalen Brunson, what are you talking about? Leading the way, the Knicks are coming. As Celtics had their championship, that's nice. The Knicks are coming for you. The Boston and New York rivalry are going to be back on. Yanks, Sox, not the same anymore. Pats, Jets, there never really was a rivalry. Now.
I hope. I'd love that to be a rivalry. That would be great. I'd love it.
Yeah, I mean, you'll get the disrespect.
I'm patting you on the head. I'm saying, yeah, let's go get a pat.
Like little lap dogs. Come along, little dog. Yeah, we'll give you a little bone here.
Is that where
you're
most?
You can hang out. Maybe you can hang with us for a year or two. We'll start taking you seriously. It's all coming to roost this year, Portnoy. You're going to go 2-6.
Celtics are loaded.
Hey, 2-15. That's what the Pats are doing. Your Red Sox just got swept and broomed by the Metsies here. The worm's turned. It's over up there in New England. You guys, Boston College is doing nothing. BU is doing nothing. Yale, Harvard, nobody's doing anything. It's over. The ride's over, dude.
You're coming at us for Harvard.
Everything.
Yale's in Connecticut.
Whatever. It is in Connecticut. That's right. Yale's in Connecticut.
Is that where your most passion is, Dave, with Phantom these days with the Celtics?
I mean, I'm still a diehard Patriots, obviously. Like 2-15, I probably want that. You probably want them to get the first pick. Patriots, Celtics, Red Sox, Bruins, distant fourth. But right now, I know you guys don't believe it. It's like the Indiana Fever. I can't get enough.
How are you watching? By the way, before I let you go, Dave Portnoy with us here, BT and Sal. How do you watch Sunday? I mean, you got our, because Sal does this. I don't like doing this. It's tough, especially doing local radio. Just really want to focus on the Jets and the Giants and watch the other big games. I can't watch seven games at once. How football Sunday? What are you doing?
Seven games at once. Only way.
Yeah. That's the only way.
I can't.
Seven, come on, BT. You got to watch seven. You got to watch all the games, all the action, and you got to have all the pizza.
Pro sports fan, that it's like a skill.
Yeah, I guess. I know. You know what it is, Dave? I think if I watch seven, I watch none. I'm too distracted.
No, that's because you don't know how to watch sports as a fan. Then it's not a good skill.
I have regular pedestrian, non diehard sports fans come over and they see the screens. They're like, oh my god, what's going on down here? I'm like, what do you mean? What's going on down here? This is football. We're watching football.
Yeah, I get it. Like, we're no different than the players. Like week one, a little bit, you're out of sync. You're like looking around, you're missing. But by two or three, it's all locked in. You don't miss a play.
All right, and Dave, of course, has the One Bite Pizza Fest, 35 of the world's greatest pizzerias. Check it out, onebitepizzafest.com. Thank you, El Presidente. We appreciate the time. Good luck to your Pats this year, and we'll talk some Celtics-Knicks down the road.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, man. And by the way, the name of the event, it just seems like a contradiction. I don't know about it. I can't have one bite.
Well, so, that's the whole.
I understand. Yeah. But who could have one bite of pizza? So last night, we had the pep rally for football and cheer, right? Yeah. For everybody in town. And, it was part of the budget. You order pizzas, you play the music, the girls do the dances, they introduce you to the boys that's playing football, they run out. It's fun. It's like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
But they always over-order pizza, just in case, right?
Right.
Because then the kids start playing, and then they don't really eat. So one of our family friends said, hey, you want to take this home? I didn't even want pizza, right? You want to take this home for you and Jen and the kids? Yeah. I said, yeah, sure. I had a slice on the way back, and then I had three slices in a row. I had four slices. Yeah, I didn't want any.
Yeah, right, one bite, let alone one slice. You can't even have that.
It's like crack. I can't stop. It wasn't even particularly great pizza. It was okay pizza.
We'll come back. We'll finish up. Have call of the day, and that's where we'll play the call from my wife.
I can't wait to hear this.
You brought up the couple's fantasy draft. Yes. I never heard of such a thing. I posed the idea to my wife as far as being, hey, you know what? You want to spend some together time? Maybe we'll do a little couples draft. Mm. I called her yesterday. She didn't know it was being recorded, and we have that. We will play that when we come back. BT and Sal on the Fan.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.